Welcome to the Reroll Gaming Podcast, where I, Tanner Prentice, guide five of my closest friends through an original adventure playing the tabletop role-playing game Pathfinder 2nd Edition. In the world of Rell, five strangers brought together a resistance under the shadow of the Black Reach Empire. Until everything changed. A villain and former lover named Hogoth fractured the planes of existence, ushering in an endless night and an era of undeath. All in the name of an undying dragon, Zarox. Now, the fate of Rell is left to these five adventurers.
My name is Ayla, and I play Bo Cantrell, a fallen Asimar and cleric, with Cosmios, the god of fate, as my deity.
Hi, my name is Zane, and I play Cinder Lafayette, the halfling investigator with a dicey past.
My name is Octavia, and I play Starlit Moonbow. Star, as she's better known by her companions, is on a mission to save her true love, Faya, from the Maiden of Spiders.
Hi, my name is Latara, and I play Kiaren Nimone the Sadistic, the Dolel champion of Emin, who yearns for that redemption that is so far out of her reach.
I'm Brendan Geyer.
And I am Frost, your new favorite kobold barbarian. Honor-bound to protect and serve Groth's party. And oath-bound to finish his mission.
These five heroes are the last best hope to save Rell. But can they overcome this darkness that spreads under the shattered sky? Find out now on the Reroll Gaming Podcast. Anybody got an icebreaker or anything?
What is the
what
dumbest
if we started
thing?
Doing those, like, ask these questions and then you fall in love things?
What?
That's a... What?
There's, like, I'd have to look it up, but there's, like, a list of, like, 40 questions that if you sit and answer truthfully with someone, you're supposed to fall in love with them.
Oh, could you imagine doing that without the other person knowing?
Like, I feel like you'd catch on. You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
What's your social security number?
What's your greatest,
your highest level education?
What's your?
I start doing that to the customers, so they're nice to me instead of being absolute fucking twats, because that's what they've been this week.
Just give them a quick 40 question survey about their service today at Best Buy. What's your favorite color?
Do you really
actually
wanna...
did buy like pheromone perfume just to see if it would make the customers nicer to me?
It's kind of spray around the
36 questions to fall in love.
Holy,
you already.
Well,
lied
we need
to
some
me.
Yeah. examples, 40, like a couple so. Of them.
Also, real quick, being in customer service is so bad. You have resorted to chemical warfare.
Yeah, dead ass.
Like fucking with people's hormones to get them to be nice.
There's okay, also well, one that right. this lady sells that's like supposed to make people pay you more money. I was like, damn, I need to get that one.
Octavia kind of smells like nickels.
I actually smell like a bag of nickels. I actually have like an anecdote about that. I was working, not exactly a customer service job, but a like private hired service job a while back. Nothing to do with the adult industry. Don't worry. I was just moving people from one place to another.
I feel like the need to clarify that kind of speaks volumes. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to tell everybody about all my jobs.
Some of those you have to pay for. You can find the link on our Patreon.
It's in our own
hands. I knew within like four different colognes what I wanted, but I went shopping one day and I smelled them all. And I was like, you know, this one kind of subtly smells like money. I think I'll wear this because it was a job where I could accept tips. And I was like, I'll just see. I'll just see if like smelling money reminds them that they can tip me.
Ew, what is like if money smells?
My tip? Like revenue doubled after that.
What did it smell like? I mean, did it smell like? How does it smell like money?
I mean,
does it smells like a bank.
I mean, kind of. It just smells like fresh cash when you first put it on, and then like later in the night, it smells more like
vanilla. I
don't
know what fresh cash smells like.
I don't think I've ever had fresh.
It's, yeah,
it's like weird.
I've only had the bank and got a couple hundred
dirty
kind of?
Cash.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a papery scent though.
Yeah.
Weird. I mean, I could see that. Yeah.
No, so it's...
Well, sorry, make me fall in love with you. Go.
Yeah, I want to hear some of these.
Yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. First question.
Get ready
Given
to
the
be
choice
divorced.
Of anyone in the world,
Whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Wait, oh. Hold on. If we do these, are all of our listeners going to fall in love with us? Did you say Bill Cosby?
Can we do like a rapid fire? Like just answer it all like as fast as you can so we can do all of the questions?
That's what I was trying to do, but now we're fucking hung up on my answer.
I think we have our icebreaker for 40 episodes. Who would you most want to have dinner with? Was that the question?
Yeah, given the choice of anyone in the world, who would you want as a dinner guest?
I mean, I think the most obvious choice is Gordon Ramsay and make him cook. Unless I have to cook for Gordon Ramsay, that's a kind of a nightmare scenario.
I'm not in love with any of you yet. Next question.
You have to ask, truthfully answer the question to be in love.
How come I'm just the only one answering the question?
Whatever Tanner said, Gordon Ramsay.
Let's see, dinner guest. I think again? I would like to have.
Nice save.
Ooh, what's his name? Superman, The Witcher.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill, because he's just such a sweet fucking guy. And that's he's hot as shit. Like, absolutely.
He's just going to bore you by talking about 40K the whole time.
Oh, dude, I don't even care. I would be like, yeah, say some more weird shit. Can you take off your shirt while you're doing that, though?
Tell me about Tyranids.
Show me what the orcs look like when they flex.
Is it cool if I pour this wine on you? I got this new perfume. You want to smell it?
How compelled do you feel to give me a tip right now?
I feel like I would have to choose Patrick Stewart, probably.
That's a pretty fucking good one.
Oh, he's pretty interesting. I like him. Also, I kind of want to choose Dan Levy, too. I don't really actually know that much about him, but whenever I see him in things, I just really like him.
What is with you in Schitt's Creek recently?
I love it. It's just so like heartwarming. It just the first season's hard to get through, but after that, it's just like it just makes you happy.
It's Eugene Levy's son.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. You see it in the eyebrows.
Yeah. That's where most of the genetics are stored anyway.
Ayla, eat faster and answer.
You want another high shoe?
No.
You're about to ban high shoes.
No, it's a cracker.
Don't you fucking dare.
I don't have an answer. I don't know. It would be Tanner, I guess. Because I'm most comfortable. Because I don't actually like going out. I get nervous. That's so I'd sweet. Probably just want to go with you because that's who I'd...
That's... In reality, that's probably accurate, because, like, I would just be too nervous around anyone I don't actually know.
Oh, yeah, right? That's exactly how I feel.
That is very sweet, Ayla, but I'm not changing mine. Gordon Ramsay, final answer.
You could be three-way date. Yeah.
My actual answer would probably be fucking Rick Glassman. I don't know if you guys know that. The Take Your Shoes Off podcast. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I only listen to this podcast.
Refers to himself exclusively as an industry plant. Sorry. I don't know.
As a what?
It's just a weird ass dude. Rick Glassman, as an industry plant. Hmm. Yeah, Rick Glassman. He's a pretty funny dude. Like, you know, it's going to be fucking weird when he walks in and you either embrace that or you have a terrible time.
Interesting.
But if you embrace it, he is one of the funniest motherfuckers alive, I think.
That sounds like Tim Robinson's style of humor.
Deadpan. Jokes that are only funny because they take, you're just like, did I hear that right?
I wouldn't describe Tim Robinson as deadpan. He's like the opposite.
Definitely not. He's a live band. But let's get back to our podcast. In fact, we are going to open the episode with a bit of a scene.
Love scenes.
I want to know more questions.
Magma.
Gotta wait till next week, Ayla.
Oh, yeah. Each one for each. Okay.
Our listener will slowly fall.
Hold on. I need to double back to this. This was 36 questions to make somebody instantly fall in love with you, and we're going to stretch it out one question per episode for the next, 2 years, basically.
I mean, instantly strong, because you're supposed to take your time answering these questions so that it's, truthful and heartfelt.
Taking your time.
But yes.
Yeah. Over the course of episodic releases every week over the next X amount of years.
Can I do my scene, please?
What if on Magma. Question one, the person is like Dave Chappelle?
He'll probably pay.
Yeah.
That's kind of good. Anyway, Magma.
How does it work?
Rolls over the floor as Joe the Salamander looks up and ponders.
You named him. Oh, thank you.
How long has he been here? His beard has grown long and he has thought about his actions. Honestly, I don't know if this guy has to eat. So I don't, he very well might just gonna be a
literal hell for him.
That's funny. But no, we last left off with you guys trying to extract some information out of the last of these salamander elemental creatures that were ransacking this room ahead of you. You were in the Forge Heart, sent to investigate some disturbance. What are you doing?
How long does this rage last?
Until there are no more hostiles that you can see, or you're unconscious. Uh-oh.
So you're still just really pissed off because you can kind of see him skittering around down there?
Yep.
I really wish I could get down there and beat the shit out of that guy.
You're just fixated like a dog. Get down there.
Well,
what if we put like a hostile in like a small cage or have like a suitcase situation so your rage just perpetuates and never ends?
I think it ends just after a
picture
a
of a bad guy.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Kiaran, after yelling down at this creature, is going to move away and stop looking at him. So she is going to slump because she's suddenly exhausted and cast Lay on Hands on herself.
Lay on Hands.
Yeah, how's Frost doing? Is he, like, fucked up? Or are you better now?
Yeah, he's almost chopped into three different pieces, but he's not quite chopped into any of them.
Okay. Still technically one piece. That's good.
Do we want to get some medicine checks going?
Yeah, Kiaran is, now that she's resting, is going to start applying bandages and stuff to herself.
Okay. One thing I think we have missed on doing treat wounds, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you succeed at your check, you can continue treating the target to grant additional healing. If you treat them for a total of 1 hour, you double the hit points they regain.
Whoa, what? Is that new?
No, I don't think so. I think we've just somehow always miss that. So every 10 minutes you have to keep doing the check, but you can continue doing it until you fail. Once you stop treating them, whether due to a fail or you just have fully done what you want, then they are temporarily immune to the treat wounds action for 1 hour.
I mean, I might just spend another thing to cast. But, like, so it just doubles it. So you spend an hour to double instead of 10 minutes.
I think, is it also, you also roll six healing checks?
No, I think it's just you double the original amount you do. I think that's what it is. You do it for the first 10 minutes, and then if you spend an hour, you double the amount they get.
Okay.
That makes far more sense.
Which you can only do it once per hour anyways, right?
Yeah, so you...
But then
you
that hour probably wouldn't start until that hour's over, is my guess.
No, we're at 59 minutes in this hour. It's okay.
It says, but this interval overlaps with the time you spent treating. So a patient could be treated once per hour, not once per 70 minutes.
So it's, you can heal for an hour, wait for an hour, heal for an hour, wait for an hour. Or heal for 10 minutes, wait for an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Cinder is going to go investigate this room eventually.
Okay, great. Cinder, give me a perception check.
I'm just going to cast heal with you. On Frost.
Maybe not.
Okay, you going to do the two action on Frost?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to roll my treat wounds.
Okay, great. Star, what are you doing?
I think Star's going to start heading over towards the other door, too, and going to see if she can't help figure out what's going on in there.
Okay.
16.
Wait, 16 what?
Sorry for my treat wounds.
I mean, Latari, you could just... I trust you enough to be honest with yourself.
Frost heals for 49 points.
Ooh, shit.
Nice, that's better.
Frost feeling pretty good.
I mean, you're still at like half health.
No, dang.
Frost feeling a lot better than he was a second ago.
It's like a battery, though. Like, 50% charge is really where you want to be for maximum battery health.
That's true. You can also do a treat wounds on him, Ayla, if you'd like.
Sure. But where do you see, like, how much you heal from a treat wounds?
Did you do the... Are you trained?
Yeah, I'm trained.
So you got a success is 2d8.
Okay. Oh, there it is. I see it. Thanks.
Yep.
Will you tell me how to do it?
Yeah. Are you trained, expert, master, legendary?
In medicine?
Yeah.
Expert.
So you can either go for DC 15 and try to do 2d8, or you could do DC 20 to try to do 2d8 plus 10.
Try to go for the higher.
Okay, roll your check.
Twenty-seven.
Okay, it's not a crit, but you do 2d8 plus 10. Now, you could treat him for an hour, but I don't know if you guys want to stay.
I will also, after my 10 minutes... Well, how are you guys feeling about waiting 20 minutes?
I mean, I think we should take the time that we need.
Sure.
To get us back in fighting form.
After my 10 minutes of healing myself, I get my lay on hands back, which I will use on myself again, and then I'll move over to treat Frost's wounds, too.
You cannot.
Is it not once per person? Like, he is immune to her treat wounds?
I think, from what I'm reading here, it says the target is then temporarily immune to treat wounds actions for 1 hour.
Oh, to treat wounds. Why did I think it was per person? Okay.
Well, I guess I would, you know, see how it goes. And in this case, in this 10-minute treatment, it would be 20 more points. But if we wait an hour, it's going to be 40, right?
How are you looking?
I'm back into 2.5 almost pieces.
An hour isn't too long, I don't think.
Well, how about we resolve Cinder searching and Starlet's thing for the first 10 minutes, and then you can decide if you want to keep going.
Sure.
Cinder, what'd you get on your perception check?
I got a 19, but I also have the That's Odd feat, and I am a master in perception, so take that how you want.
Okay. And there's really not... It's not very difficult to see what has happened here. This place has been ransacked. There's food storage. There's material storage. It's been ripped through, torn apart. But you do find that two small crates seem to have been set aside as something valuable from these salamanders. They even have sort of scorch marks from where the salamanders had picked them up and set them down. Inside each of them, there is a potion. You also are able to find quite a bit of money. 125 gold pieces.
I do like money.
And a very organized collections of rare gems, including jade, citrine, and even a handful of small diamonds, worth about 300 gold pieces.
What's are you on that? I know you typically...
Sorry, I do usually write that. What was it?
125 gold pieces, and a collection of rare gems, including jade, citrine, and even a handful of small diamonds worth 300 gold pieces. And then two potions. One is a clear liquid with a small feather suspended inside, and the other is a constantly boiling red liquid.
I think among her time searching this too, Cinder would try to kind of like read between the lines and just see if there's any... Just try to see, like, you know, again, go back to what their motivations were. If they were truly just ransacking this place, or if they were, like, looking for something specific.
It looks like, due to this kind of pile of treasures they've gathered, they were just raiding it for anything of value. Okay. But it does seem like they set aside ores, gemstones, and these potions and gold. So, really not caring about food, grain, or any sort of minor supplies like leather.
Did they destroy this... Like, was this statue of Tog recently destroyed, and does it look like it was destroyed by them?
Yes, it does.
Okay, interesting.
Star, what are you doing at the other door?
I think I am going to... I just try to roll a perception to just, like... See if I can hear what I can hear in there. If there's any more, you know, rustling around, whatnot.
Sure. Give me a perception.
Last thing, too. Is there anything on the body of the other salamander in here?
A Rancour is the only thing. I believe it's a plus one Rancour. 26, you said?
Yeah, 26.
You don't hear a thing on the other side.
Okay. I think Star is going to back up towards her companions again, and just to give herself some room. And she'll say, I don't think there's anything in this other door, but it's probably best to approach cautiously. So she's just kind of waiting on you guys to finish up over here so we can go in the other door.
Yeah, Cinder's returning with whatever she was able to scrounge up in that room.
Okay.
I'd like to
so
go...
Frost...
Oh, sorry.
I don't know what the 2.5 times meant. Are you like a third of your health down or...
Oh, I'm about half health.
Half health. Yeah, right I will about. Cast Lay on Hands on him instead.
Okay.
So you get 24 hit points.
Plus my 20.
Oh, wow. 44 more hit points. Frost is looking
start
pretty
just
good.
Resting for another 10 minutes. I do want to kind of, after I sit down next to Frost doing that, just kind of turn to him and be like, during that fight, you did something to me.
Yeah, and actually,
Gaslighter. No, I didn't. What are you talking about?
You just probably have gas. You're probably on your period.
Stop being
be
such a woman about it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Frost is, she's gonna say, that is a trick I picked up when I was going through my dignitary training, was to help non-combatants hit just a little bit harder, should they choose to help me. You hit very hard already.
It felt odd. I understand why you might have done it, but maybe for now, can you hold off on that? I'd like to talk more about it when we're able to rest.
Tanner, are you just moving Joe around the bottom of this chasm?
I just want the map to feel alive and active.
Yeah, it does.
Living, breathing world.
Help!
It's a spiritual weapon just
Help.
Chasing him.
Help!
I've changed my mind.
I want to be on your side now.
I will hold off on it for now, but nobody else in this party seems to hit.
I like do believe Star does quite a bit of damage as well. Damage isn't quite my strength.
I beg to differ.
It's very kind of you, my friend.
But I shall respect your wishes.
Star's like, you guys talking shit about me over there?
I hit things.
Would you like to get mad? The next time we fight. Just a little bit.
I'm already mad. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, I could be even more mad. That's amazing.
Okay. Now, real quick, are we going to... Is Frost good on healing?
Frost. Yeah, Frost is looking great.
Bo, would you like to roll a crafting check to try to identify these potions? Or Cinder, you could roll an Arcana check if you'd like. Though I think you're untrained.
I'm about 19 down on HP, but I think that's okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I want to do crafting. Ah, fuck. This is why I got the real dice out, because my digital dice is not doing good things for me. 15. Actually, no, I'm going to do a reroll, just because.
Okay.
Boat dies in the next turn.
So that would have been about 20 minutes altogether on the healing.
Okay, cool.
25.
25. You sufficiently identify both of these. One is a potion of flying, and the other is a moderate potion of fire resistance.
How long does the fire resistance last?
I believe an hour. Let me double check that.
I feel like, seeing as our current opponents seem to be... Did you say they were Cinder from the Fireplane?
Is that what I said?
I don't remember.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it, yeah.
Surely not. There's nothing fiery about these beasts.
They're from the plane of water.
Frost likes to run up and take quite a bit of damage. Maybe Frost should take it.
This could have helped in that fight.
Do you want to take it right now?
No.
Well, it's an hour, though. So
it is an hour.
Probably take it before we go into the next room.
Yeah, I'll take it before the next time we open
just
a door.
Maximize the, sure.
Yeah.
A door that makes sense, because this door that we're about to go in over here does not have any sounds or anything happening. So.
Also, what's, just visually, if Cinder's about here, what's the haps with this door? Does it look locked or, like, anything?
It is a much grander door, the one to the north. It is clearly what leads into the forge room.
Right.
The door to the north.
I think she'll... Star, are you standing right here? Or are you over by the door?
No, I'm standing back here because I didn't want it to... I don't want to yell and
she
make anything.
Back.
Okay. Because I think Cinder wants to go assess this door, but definitely not open it or anything.
Okay. So
if nobody stops her, Cinder's going to like kind of give everybody like a knowing glance, be like, don't worry, I'm not doing anything stupid, and carefully and cautiously approach this door.
Star will kind of come up with you a little bit, so that way you've got backup.
Right. And I have this thing called Expeditious Search, too. This is specifically more about, like, exploring, so I don't know if that's, like, on a bigger scale, like, when we're actually out in the overworld, but basically it allows me to kind of get a pretty good lay of the land and understand what I'm walking into before I actually walk into it. I don't know if that means, like, I don't know if that can be down as granular, like, as searching for traps and stuff, but it's kind of up to you, I guess.
Run that by me one more time.
Expeditious search. We have a system that lets you search at great speed, finding details and secrets twice as quickly as others can. When searching, you take half as long as usual to search a given area. This means that while exploring, you double the speed you can move while ensuring you've searched an area before walking into it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Does make sense.
I just don't know if it applies to this or if we're, like, traveling, you know?
I think that's more of a traveling thing. On a sort of greater scale here. What are you trying to do? So you walk up to this door, first of all.
Yeah.
You notice it's much more lavish. You also notice that it's got arcane runes on it.
Okay.
What does your That's Odd feat do?
Just anytime I enter a room, if there's like... Here, let me see if I can paraphrase this for you. Basically, if there's an area or an object in that room that's suspicious... Like, I kind of know about it for free.
Okay. Give me a perception, or arcana check, rather.
Okay. 29, plus that one if I get the circumstance bonus for pursuing my lead.
I will give that to you. I think with that, what you find odd in this room and in this door, particularly, I can't talk today, is that it is enchanted with magical runes, things that should have provided protection. And it also seems that this door was not breached through, but rather opened from, if that makes sense.
So it does seem that whatever incursion was brought upon this place, they still went this way. They still came through this door.
Well, you get the idea that the salamanders probably came out of this door rather than going in. Okay. So whoever got into the forge heart did not do so from outside this door.
Okay. And, oh, gotcha. Well, and then did Star, you shared your, like, vision with the rest of the group, right? About, like, the bad guys kind of coming in through some, like, tear in some, like, plane rift or whatever.
Yeah, I shared that way in the beginning.
And so, just from the information I've gathered here and from that, is this normal for this door to be locked this way? Or is this something that somebody has done to it?
You get the sense that it would be normal, that... Without this planar incursion, this door likely would have kept any creatures out.
Okay. But I guess specifically what I'm asking is the runes that I see are normal, like, on this door.
They seem like normal, normal in the sense of, like, magical, but runes you can easily identify.
Okay.
Look like dwarven magics.
All right. Yeah, I think she'll relay that kind of the rest of the group and just sort of back away from the door and just say, seems whatever incursion happened here came from inside this room. They sent out their would-be scouts and locked it behind them. For what that means, I do not know.
It probably means there are no narrow walkways on the other side of that door.
One thing I will say, too, is with your 30 in Arcana there, Cinder, you do have the ability to bypass these runes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, she'll say that too. I think I have the ability to get us in through this door, but I don't know if that's our next move. I would stress, though, that if there was a window and beating this entity to whatever it came here to do, that window may be fleeting. However, Starlet, what were you able to ascertain from that other door?
It seems like it may just be another storage room. There's no noise coming from behind it, but I would prefer to clear the room before we leave.
I agree. I think we should do it quickly, though.
The creature did say something about his master taking the elemental. There could be someone in danger. Did I hear that right, Tanner?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even so, we are no help to them if we get ambushed and die. We should clear the side room.
Well, let's make it quick. And she'll start walking towards the other door.
Okay. I think maybe Cinder would motion to Starlet. We could maybe stealth up to it and open it if it's unlocked.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, give me a stealth, whoever is doing that.
Frost will be tight on your 6.
It's a 30.
30, okay.
I got 25.
Okay. You guys get up to the door.
If Frost is going up too, does he also need to make a stealth?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm 15 foot back. Okay.
Give me a stealth. Star, are you trying to open this door?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
The 17.
Okay. You creak this door open very slowly, Star. And inside, you realize pretty quickly this is, or used to be, some sort of dormitory. 6 beds lay in various states of made and clean. But the thing that draws your attention is the pile of burnt corpses in the center of the room.
That's pretty normal, actually.
All dwarven in size.
Do they smell like they were at least like honey roasted, or?
They do have a nice glaze on them.
Oh, nice. That's awful. 20 days rations? 30.
How many of these can we fit in the bag of holding?
Finally, some
dwarf jerky.
To specify, how many of these can we fit in the bag of holding post butcher?
Star's like smacking Frass. She's like, nope, put it down. Put it down. He's like,
Cinder will creep into this room, and provided that there's no immediate threats to identify, will kind of give, like, investigate these bodies.
Give me a perception check.
Kieran will move up to Bo and be like, actually, nope, that was Shadow. I don't know that Bo can do that. Never mind.
That's 26. True. 27, actually.
27. With the 27.
Also, if that's odd applies to, keep that in mind.
With a 27, you just barely fail to notice that something is off about this room. Or maybe you notice it.
Is it a hidden or concealed creature?
No.
Okay.
Just too late. As these scorched bodies begin to form disembodied spirits that are rising out of them. Everybody roll perception for initiative. This is a haunt. And you realize this maybe too late. You okay. Keep the perception that you rolled there, Cinder.
You said haunt before. What is a haunt?
A haunt is like a... I'm glad you asked. A haunt is a supernatural trap of sorts. It is some sort of misalignment with spirits or undead or some sort of ghostly interference that is dangerous.
Is there other ways of dealing with the haunt besides just fighting?
Yes. In fact...
The thing I failed really bad at last time?
I don't remember.
I tried to get the spirits to pass on and I rolled like a natural one.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So, exactly like that. So you will be able to, and we'll actually get into this once we do initiative and everything, but you will be able to have a couple of options of how you can
deal with these.
Deal with this haunt, thank you. Kieran, what'd you get for initiative?
27.
Okay. Cinder, you got a 27 as well, right?
Yeah.
Frast?
20.
Not natural. Do you go first in a tie with...
with enemies?
Friends? Just enemies?
I'm pretty sure it's with enemies that it says.
I think with allies, you you get to choose.
I would definitely defer to Kiaran, probably.
Okay. Star, what'd you get?
24.
Beau?
28.
Okay. Unfortunately, Beau, you did tie with the trap, so the, or the haunt, rather. So the haunt begins to turn into this fiery torrent of burned and charred spirits, and everybody within 10 feet, which will be Cinder and Star, make a reflex saving throw.
27.
23.
Do, do, do. Star, you fail. You are going to take... First of all, you are sickened too as this overwhelming smell of burnt flesh consumes your senses. And then you are going to take 4d6... I shouldn't tell you that. Oh,
sickened too? That's awesome. What... You didn't give me a reroll on the last one, did you? I wasn't really listening.
I did not.
Okay, I didn't think so. I didn't do anything reroll worthy, so.
You take... I rolled like shit. You take 9 points of fire damage. Cinder, you take 4. And Cinder, you are sickened 1.
That's what you think.
And Beau, it is now your turn. You see this torrent of fiery... angry spirits burning with rage in the room ahead. You know, or you believe, that you could potentially use your
spell.
Religious skill
oh.
to help these spirits pass on and exorcise them. Or perhaps you can use a diplomacy skill to try to calm their rage.
Definitely the first one. I'm gonna try, and if that doesn't work, then I'm gonna attack them. Ooh, I can't do math. This is why I don't roll normal dice, because...
Oh, man, yeah, I need a computer to do all my math for me.
30-something. 34.
Okay.
Nice.
So you see some of these disembodied spirits, begin to pass away, but you think you need a couple successes to fully disable this haunt.
Oh. Well,
that took one action, so you could continue to try.
So it's like, as a group, actually, it's like steps to get them, or yeah. It's like one dropped off and now there's like only a couple or something. It's not by like one
so
by one.
So it's like a some kind of ritual you're performing, but like you need to kind of sustain it.
It's like this torrent of multiple spirits, so it just needs a little help.
Okay.
All right, I have a visual for how this is going in my head, and it's pretty cool.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm not going to describe it or elaborate in any way. You just have to believe me.
And I'm sorry, that actually took 2 actions. It's 2 actions to try to disable, or do a quote-unquote disable.
Disarm the ghosts.
Yeah.
Would I have to move into the room to do that?
I'll say you could do it from out here. That's fine.
Okay. Well, Beau definitely is going to let you guys know that that's what he's trying to do.
If the visual in my head is representative of what's actually going on at all, I imagine it's probably fairly obvious that your Beau's doing something cool.
Pull back. Let Beau work.
Kieran, it
Pass
is now your
away.
Turn.
Away.
Sorry. Is this something that, like, other people can help with? Like, could I roll for it,
definitely.
Too? Does it have to be religion, since that's how Bo started, or could I do diplomacy?
You can still do diplomacy. It's like you're convincing all these kind of different spirits to sort of pass on, and what you'll be doing with diplomacy is like trying to temper their rage.
Okay. Kieran's gonna just kind of shout out, calm yourselves. You can go to a peaceful place. Reroll.
Okay.
Okay, that's better. 25?
Not enough, unfortunately.
She's going to just kind of move up by one of these statues here. And that's okay. Her turn.
Cinder, it is your turn.
I am trained in religion. Would that give me enough to maybe kind of understand, like, what's going on here? I can
yes.
Roll it, too, if you want.
Yeah, yeah. So you understand it, for sure.
Okay. I think, yeah, I think maybe even, like, having been adjacent to, like, things like this before, Cinder's going to carefully, like, keep her head bowed and, like, kind of try to back away from this and just muttering under her breath, just, please pass on. I am not your enemy. And is trying to, like, back out of the room, basically, as far as she can.
Okay.
And she's probably terrified, but is really trying to keep her composure. And then I think if I devise a stratagem, it doesn't carry over to the next turn. So actually, can I hold it? I don't. Yeah, this round. Okay. I think maybe any kind of recall knowledge I can do on what exactly this haunt is and how to best counteract it.
Sure.
Is that a religion?
Yes, it'll be a religion. Do you want to give me your first religion check for the, are you trying to aid Bo here?
Maybe not directly, but just try to figure out anything I can about, like, what exactly is going on.
I see what you're saying. Sure.
Yeah.
Can I aid?
It's an action to aid.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's two actions to aid another.
And I can't, like, yeah. Okay.
It's like 16 or 17 or something.
Yeah, so not going to do it, unfortunately.
I'm just too focused on getting out of this room and not having my soul ripped out of my body or whatever.
That's fair.
I'm also sick, so... Wait, is that annihilate? Do I have another action?
What'd you do?
I don't think so.
Moved. I moved and I did a religion check.
Yeah, I guess you would have another action.
I'm going to try to throw up.
Throw up.
Okay. What is it? I forget how to roll that. Is it a fortitude?
Fortitude save.
12.
Yeah, you're still sick.
Okay.
Star, it is your turn. Man, I can't fucking think.
Yeah. Okay, are any of them, like, within... if I back up, are they gonna be able to get me?
You get the sense that you were just on the edge of their range.
So probably not?
Probably not.
Okay. I think Star is just gonna try to back off, because this is really, really not her thing. Let's see. And I guess, can I try to throw up?
Yeah, try to throw up.
What do I roll for that?
Roll a fortitude save.
Throw up save.
If you throw up on me, maybe it'll help me throw up.
Yeah.
So try to aim it at me.
I'm aiming, like, projectile vomiting. 25.
Sea of Thieves vomiting.
Yeah, got right. A little too drunk.
Okay, 25. You are able to remove your sickened condition as you...
Is it... everything, or do I just go down one?
You go down one, sorry.
Does that take, like, the rest of my action? Because I should have technically one more action.
That's a single action. You have one more action.
I'm going to throw up again.
I think you can only throw up once per turn.
All right.
No, I don't.
I won't.
I mean,
it was
a
22. That's up to you.
22.
Yeah, it doesn't say only one per.
Yeah, I guess you can... You can do that. But you are still sick, unfortunately. The stench of burning flesh still lingers in your nostrils.
I thought you said it was honey.
The sweet, idea of, savory burning flesh.
The idea of you using like all three actions to throw up to is like really funny. Just be like, just one, two, three.
Is that three separate vomits or one just one big one?
Yeah.
Like Cerberus when he's trying to barf for like a cat trying to hack up a hairball.
Stop! Like you don't need the noise.
Okay. It is this haunt's turn again, and you see this torrent of flame go up, but it cannot reach any of you, so we can kind of drop out of combat here, and you can continue to do your religion checks, Bo, if you'd like.
Okay.
Nice.
I was gonna say, Frost actually was going to...
Oh shit, I skipped Frost's turn, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. This can happen at any point, as long as it's before Bo's next turn, because he was going to do something that I hope will assist Bo, and it is called... group coercion.
Okay.
This appears to be under 10 souls.
Okay.
Then I can attempt to coerce all of them at once. And Frost is still going to attempt this, even if he errantly believes that it's under 10 souls.
Okay. Go ahead. What are you doing? A intimidation?
Yeah, I think he's going to walk up. When he saw that last attempt at an attack happen, he's going to walk up just inside of the edge of the threshold of that, and he's going to throw his axe on the ground. And he's going to say, "You can either let my friend help you pass on peacefully, or you can spend eternity in a place just like your work."
Oh, God. No, please. Okay, give me an intimidation check.
I'm gonna use a reroll on that.
Okay.
Can I... this could... I don't know if you're counting this as a diplomacy for the haunt, but do you have quick coercion? Because otherwise it takes a full minute to do a course.
I do have quick coercion.
Okay. I can't aid?
You cannot aid. This is still... before your next turn. Because he's essentially... Intimidate's not going to... What it's going to do is aid you in your next check. If it's successful.
Okay. Yeah, Frost is trying to help you with your check.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, let me tell you how this played out really quick. I rolled a nat 1. Mm-hmm. I decided to use a reroll. I rolled a nat 2 for an 18.
Okay.
Compelling.
I don't know if I get any bonus for literally voluntarily entering their area of fire, but that's where my...
I will say Bo will get a plus one from the aid action.
Probably that's fucking barely.
That's what I'll give you for aid.
That is generous. I really appreciate it.
Bo, you can attempt another religion check.
Ooh.
I also have a argument I'd like to make if the bench will hear my argument.
Approach the bench.
So I can I have this thing called Clue In where I can share my circumstance bonus from pursuing a lead.
Sure.
Having shared the information and not knowing the context of why this haunt is happening, but having shared the information, I guess, are these dwarven bodies?
Yep.
Okay. Having shared the information that it seems like they went out of their way to desecrate all the like tog stuff around here, would that kind of help? Give that plus one.
Sure. Yeah.
To Bo to address. Okay, cool.
So I get plus one.
Plus two.
Plus two.
Two. Plus one from each of them.
24.
Not enough.
Yeah, I kind of figured. I thought about rerolling it.
Fuck.
Does that mean it's just over? Like, I can't do it anymore?
So what I'll say is this haunt now falls to rest as you guys have all left the area and you would have to go re-trigger the haunt. Oh, are you in it?
Yeah, that was part of my coercion.
Frost said he moved up to it when he did it.
Yeah, I walked just inside of its radius, so it can only really hit me once before I can get away, but like I'm offering it basically a free punch on the fucking chin. I threw my axe on the ground. That was... Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, go ahead and give me a will save.
It's the consequences of my actions.
There we are.
Yeah, it's a natural one.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured. Uh-huh. So that is going to be, you are now sickened three.
I just ate a piece of you. What the fuck?
I rolled my mouth really well as well, so.
Stop. Why are you trying to kill him?
I'm not trying to do anything. Into it.
I did walk into it.
34 damage. Fire damage. Ugh.
Well, we're going to spend another 20 minutes getting Frost back up on his feet.
Frost is going to grab his axe and walk away like with his tail between his legs.
Well, you're going to have to wait for your next turn to do that, because since it's still active, Kiaran, it is now your turn.
Would Kiaran know that they wouldn't follow?
You get the sense that, yeah, it's going to be more of a stationary thing.
Kieran's going to walk up to Frost and try to just pull him back.
Okay. Give me an... I'll say you can do it. Whatever.
Assuming he lets me, I don't know.
Frost, do you resist or do you...
No, I wouldn't resist.
Okay.
I'll try. I don't know if I can use a reaction to like try to scoop my axe partially with me with my tail as she does that.
Okay, so now that you are all out of range... As long as nobody else is going in range, you essentially all have one more opportunity to try to let this thing pass on. Bo, you want to do another religion check? Does anybody want to try their own religion check or diplomacy?
I'll try again if I can.
Yeah.
Would I know if one over the other has a better chance, or are they both the same?
You do not know that.
Okay. I'll try diplomacy again.
Are you trained in diplomacy?
I am trained in diplomacy.
Okay.
This is so dumb.
Did you fail again?
I got the same roll, but without the pluses, and I'm a master in religion, so you'd think I'd be able to do this, but I can't fucking do it. And I can never do this! I don't know why I can't do it.
Sometimes the dice right.
I'm probably one short, assuming it's a 25. I got a 24.
Nope. These spirits retreat back into this pile of corpses, and this room remains plagued by their haunt.
Man, Bo's just like, fuck those spirits, let's just leave them behind.
They don't want to be safe.
Yeah. Maybe we can come back to it later.
I didn't realize that I was trained in diplomacy and that was one of the options. Can I just throw my fucking hat in the ring, too, just to try?
Sure, try it.
Okay. Wait, I'm not sickened anymore, right?
You are sickened one.
I thought I threw that all up.
Nope. Still got to throw up once more.
Cinder, you're right. Because I didn't roll high enough. Yeah, let me try to throw up one first before this.
Okay. Give me a second.
Hold up.
Don't be mad.
I'm. Wait, so I can try more than once?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try one more time.
The diplomacy is two actions.
So if you want to do that, you...
Okay, well, I guess let me try diplomacy instead of throwing up a second time. 21 probably doesn't do anything.
Unfortunately not. The haunt disappears back into the corpses.
All right. Yeah, fuck those guys.
Well, you tried your best.
We just spent an hour basically doing nothing.
No, I'm in frost.
Well,
I think that took
got half his health back.
And then proceeded to lose a good chunk of it.
No, he got most of his health back and then went back
to
health.
Do we want to wait another 10 minutes? I can give Frost a little more healing.
I think Cinder's like doubled over next to one of the statues puking into the lava. He's like, yes, take a minute, please.
Frost is also vomiting.
Lay on hands again on Frost and start my 10-minute rest on that. Refocus on it.
Okay.
The lizard guy is like, why are you guys throwing up on me too?
How many times can I retch in 10 minutes?
Yeah,
24 60. Points to you, Brennan.
Yeah.
Or 30, I guess.
Frost?
No, a lot.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, after Cinder's done vomiting too, I think she's going to ask Bo. So, Bo, what do you know of a haunt like this?
Fucking nothing, because I can't roll good.
Well, no, you know something for sure. You're able to banish, like, or, you know.
I can't,
help,
though.
Like, help some of them move on.
It's 24 enough to not be sick anymore.
Just Cinder and Star both take so many times.
Did Cinder and Star both take damage too?
I took a handful. I took like nine points.
We may as well, Bo and I may as well treat wounds on them during this 10 minutes too.
Yeah.
Okay. You roll a medicine check.
Do either of you look more hurt than the other?
I'm missing like 4 hit points.
Okay. I'll go to Cinder. Okay.
What'd you get?
Hello?
What am I doing?
Medicine check on, Star.
Natural 20. Could really use that.
Yep. Well, you're fully healed. All 12 hit points.
You're 7 hit points, Cinder.
Thank you. Okay. I think Cinder does want to confer with Bo, though, and just, like, ask if we were to reapproach this, you know, like, what would be the best way?
As far as I know, this ritual is supposed to work for something like this, but I can't seem to get across to them right now. I know that maybe we could try again later.
Well, now that the stress of combat and it's not so hectic, that's kind of past, can Cinder do a little bit better of an assessment on, like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I think just in terms of you guys and the religion check you did pass there, Bo, is these bodies were horribly butchered in a painful, painful way, and so their spirits are angry, and they're likely, because of something to do with the shattered sky, they're unable to pass on, so they're kind of trapped in this perpetual pain and rage.
And so what I was trying to kind of determine was that this wasn't something that was specifically done by the, like, intruders here. This was just a consequence of, like, the circumstances.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right, what would you guys like to do now that that went so well?
We move on.
I think Frost is going to run back into the room.
I forgot my axe.
Actually, that's a good question for Tanner.
You got your axe.
Yeah, okay, I got my axe. Okay.
You're fine. You're fine. That would be funny, though.
Like, I have to go get burned one more time to get my fucking axe back. Chill for another 20 minutes.
Honestly, it'd just be funny for you to be like, guys, I have to go back.
I left my axe over there. I'm, like, throwing a rope, but as soon as it enters the range of the haunt, it just, like, burns torches back to the range. Just trying this over and over.
Also, you probably should have taken the potion of fire resistance.
Yeah.
I probably should have. It would have been an action, and really, I did actually have that movement.
But then you wouldn't have it for the giant fucking scorpion that we have to face. So, like, I mean, I think that...
Well,
you're cutting it close, but you probably would have had it unless you waited another hour to heal.
Yeah, we were going to.
That's fair.
Well, this is probably not a bad idea.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea to wait and get you guys up to completely full HP.
Fucking topped all the way up, because I am definitely going to take front and center in this next room.
I don't know what we're getting ourselves into, but it sounds bad.
Frost probably dying. That's what we're getting ourselves into.
You can remove the sickened condition at this point, too.
Okay. I just sit in the corner like...
You can throw up 3 times in 6 seconds.
That's crazy.
So that's 300 attempts to throw up in 10 minutes.
Even if you feel better, keep it going, just to be sure.
I feel great. Now I'm kind of addicted.
Bulimia has entered the chat.
It's not even for weight management. It's just because it's fun.
I guess also Cinder's biggest question too is just like, does this feel like something that needs to be addressed before we go deal with whatever's through the big rune door?
It doesn't seem like it's likely going to flank you or hurt. It doesn't even seem to be sentient in that way. It's just kind of this room's just haunted forever.
So it's just like trying to intimidate a fucking non-sentient like object.
Well, I feel like I should heal.
Hey, bitch, come out here and fight me. And it's a gas pump.
Heal Frost again. Before we go through. I did give Frost 24 hit points, but I don't know what he's at now.
Good. Not full.
Yeah.
This next fight's definitely going to cut it close if that last one did.
In and out of character, take the time that we need because we've already dilly-dallied a little bit, so we might as well go into this with, like, on our best feet.
Just, yeah, I just let can't the boss get all the work done, but also, I mean, like...
It probably has almost been an hour at this point, so...
Yeah.
If you wanted to take 10 more minutes to treat wounds on him.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Okay. Do you want to roll a treat wounds here? Boo. You going for the trained or expert? DC 15 or DC 20?
The higher one, I guess.
Okay. Roll a medicine check.
Oh, okay. Got it. Cool. 21.
That was close.
Nice.
2d8 plus 10.
10. Cinder wants to talk to Star, too.
18. That's not very good.
That pretty much does it, though. Okay. Frost is good. He's got, like, that scratch on his finger. He's probably going to lose a fingernail in, like, a week. That's about it. Combat-wise, that's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
Cinder, you want to talk to Sta?
Yeah, just while this is going on. Just want to talk to Star and compare notes on, like, what exactly she saw in her vision and see if I can understand. I don't remember if we did this last time, but see if she can understand maybe what we're up against.
I will give you an attempt. Both of you can try to roll a recall knowledge on the scorpion and the large creature. I will tell you your options. There are arcana or nature, or if you want to do your lore.
I'm going to do the lore.
Okay. So first for the scorpion.
We did already find out that it's a magma scorpion and it's venomous.
Yeah, I think that might have actually been like a similar thing that we were doing too, now that I'm remembering.
Yeah. Well, let's just try the big guy then. Just the big guy.
With more the scorpion dude?
The dude, not the scorpion.
Oh, the dude on the scorpion, right? So, isn't he riding the scorpion? Is that what you're talking about?
Am I just rolling the lore then?
Yeah, roll the lore, and then you could roll Arcana or Nature, Cinder.
Okay, I failed. You're like 16.
Okay.
I'm a natural one because, you know, fuck everyone right now.
He's nice.
Give him...
He's a really good guy.
The keys to your condo.
He won't stab you.
10% of your income.
For sure.
Right.
He's really misunderstood, and he actually can play Wonderwall really well.
You can fix him.
Yeah.
That's what he means.
You can fix him.
Okay, yeah. I guess we get distracted and talk about clothes for like 15 minutes or something.
Okay, great.
Helms.
Yeah, you guys are sitting at the ledge like, is that thing still down there?
Dude, just die already. It's not worth it.
I can't.
How far down is it?
I can't find my sword.
It's like 60 feet.
60 feet? I have a 50-foot rope. I'm going to tie it to this column. It's going to be hanging 10 feet above its head.
It burns up.
Yeah, he grabs it.
Fair.
funny.
Cinder's going to move up and just start, like, addressing these runes and spending the rest of whatever time we're spending here, like, determining how to best open this door.
Yeah, I'll say with that arcana check you made earlier, that was a 30, you know just the way to kind of scuff these rooms up to disable some of their magical properties without triggering any defense mechanisms.
Okay. Change the one that says protect this door to say protect this door.
Poor
or
protect this dog.
And now you guys stand facing this doorway. On the other side, likely the Forge Heart and whoever this intruder is.
I think Cinder's standing there with her hand on it, and she just kind of turns to the rest of the group and is like, "All right, whenever you're ready."
And we'll pick this up next time.
We'll pick this up next time, Brennan.
On the Reroll Gaming Podcast. I was born.
You were born.
By the river?
What about you guys?
In a little tent. And oh, just like the river, I've been running ever since.
Yeah, okay. All right. Stop your fucking recording. Thank you for listening to the Reroll Podcast. The world of Rell and all characters within are copyright and fictitious. Any similarities to persons, living or dead, or actual events are purely coincidental. Reroll Gaming uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. Used under Paizo's community use policy, we are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Reroll Gaming is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Want to follow us on social media, listen to another episode, or send us hate mail? Check out our link tree for all our info. You can find that link in the episode description. Big thanks to Tabletop Audio for producing quality RPG music and ambiance that we could use in our games. The Reroll main theme and all character themes are copyright Zane Gehring. The Chronicles of Rell theme and Frequency theme are copyright Tanner Prentice. Please consider donating to our Patreon or Ko-fi if you liked our content. We are hell-bent on making more, and with your support, we can make a lot more. And leave us a review wherever you heard this episode. New episodes every Monday at 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. See you then.